Good afternoon to you, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages. Rick Adams is here this February 16th, 2019. And yes, we did make it another week, I'm happy to tell you. But you know, folks, when things look so bleak around you and you see the signs and the seasons of the time, remember there is a better world coming. You know, this world system, this eon, this heaven and earth age is not long for this world, pardon the pun. And I have to say that all of the signs are not good signs for the world in and of itself. We see the city of Jerusalem is a city of evil, epicenter of world control, domination, worldwide war, conflict, nation rising against nation. And then we see that all of the nations are being coaxed to come in and recognize Jerusalem as the capital of the state that calls itself Israel. Well, that's prophetic. That's very important to understand in a negative sense, yes. But then look at Matthew 24:29. And in that verse, we're told that immediately after this tribulation of those days to come, shall the sun be darkened, and yes, the moon shall not give her light. The stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken on the earth, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Friends, that's the beginning of the millennial rule, and all of these things that we see today and are going to see in the days ahead are prophetically all planned out. Everything is perfect in God's economy. So opening this program, I always like to give homage and do that and be at peace with my Creator and be happy that I know that I read the back of the book, and folks, we win. So in any event, it's good to be back, and I want to bring up a man who knows what's going on in a very worldly, earthy sense, in a physical sense, in a science sense of all of the lies and fakeries and hoaxes that we've been entreated to, and a lot more to talk about. And with me is that man, James Fetzer. Professor Fetzer, welcome back.
Oh, Rick, it's such a pleasure. I so much enjoy being on with you. I can't begin to tell you. It's just a real treat.
Flattery will get you everywhere, so enough of that. Well, it's good to have you back. I guess you're also back from a trip overseas.
Well, no, only figuratively.
Figuratively, yeah.
Yeah, because we had this very bizarre situation where the claim has been made that a Air Force officer has defected to Iran, and it turns out that she is supposed to have had be exposing an involvement with a conference group in Iran called New Horizons, mm-hmm. where they bring intellectuals from around the world together to discuss multiple different issues. My colleague Scott Bennett, for example, who is a former Army Intel and PSYOPs officer, participated this year. Phil Giraldi and a number of other notables were there. I participated in a conference in Tehran in 2012. It was called Hollywoodism because one of the themes it was discussing is how often Hollywood puts out films that are produced to emphasize a Zionist perspective. I mean, I actually addressed both 9/11 and the the role of the Holocaust, which is perhaps better described as a form of mythology, because if you conduct scientific research, it turns out that there was nothing at any of those camps that could have functioned as a gas chamber. It turns out that Fred Wachter, who was an expert on gas chambers, actually participated in a trial of Ernst Sundell in Canada in 1988. It was the second trial of Ernst Sundell, Rick, and he explained that he'd visited the facilities. None of them could have functioned as a gas chamber. But the point I'm coming to is this. Hollywood puts out films like Sophie's Choice, you know, and Schindler's List and so forth that are playing up the emotions of the Holocaust, even though the International Committee of the Red Cross, which was visiting all the camps, keeping meticulous records on the age, the sex, the race, the ethnicity, the cause of death, and so forth of all of the inmates, including their religion, found that when they recalibrated the total in 1993, that from all the camps combined, the total number of deaths was 296,081, none of whom were put to death from being in a gas chamber. They were using Zyklon B, Rick, to kill body lice in order to inhibit the spread of dysentery and typhus, because that would have affected the health of the inmates, and you can't get work out of a corpse. These actually were labor camps. They were typically located adjacent to major German military efforts, industries like an ammunition plant and so forth. But in fact, the whole story of the Holocaust is a myth which has been propagated because, as a number of astute observers have observed, Israel's political influence in the world is rooted in a Western sense of guilt over the Holocaust. So if you take away, you know, the mythology here, there's no reason to give these people this privileged position. And, of course, there are all sorts of issues that go along with it. The fact of the matter is that this particular claim about this U.S. Air Force officer has been greatly inflated. She's not actually an officer, except she's a non-commissioned officer. Ordinarily, the term officer is reserved for the commissioned officers, lieutenants, captains, majors, and so forth, up to the general ranks. She was, in fact, a technical sergeant in E6, and she left the Air Force about 6 years ago. They put up a series of three photographs where she is supposed to be the same, but it's different people in the three photographs. It's not the same person, Rick. It's very embarrassing that this is done in such a crude fashion. And
and also the timing of it, you know, the Monica case, the Monica Witt we're talking about, I believe. And, you know, the arrest of an Iranian journalist here on American soil is being orchestrated by the same cabal that you've just described in creating the Holocaust narrative. So
yes,
when you have all of those factors together, what you have is a criminal cabal, really a criminal enterprise that is trying to stir up hostilities to deliberately target and wage a war in many, many different ways now with the people of Iran. So what you have is a violation of the very laws and the very resolutions of the UN that George Herbert Walker Bush used and his son used to justify war. And that is threatening. To even threaten a nation, another nation, is a violation of that international law. And this is what they're doing now, openly.
Rick, you're so right on all counts. This woman, who was actually born in New Orleans, Margie Hashimi, is just a wonderful anchor for Press TV, which is one of the three great news services in the world, the other being RT and Sputnik News. They give the most balanced and objective reports about international developments. I've been featured on all three, but most frequently by far on Press TV. She was shackled. She was subjected to a strip search. She was forced to remove her head covering, which, of course, for Muslims is a form of deference to God. She was asked to eat pork, which is against her religion. She is treated quite brutally, Rick, and on the basis of a material witness warrant, which has many, including you, I'm sure, are aware, that's what the government does when they don't have a legitimate reason to hold somebody. It turns out Scott Bennett has learned that three-quarters of the questions to which he was subjected had to do with the New Horizons group. And the propaganda that's coming from the same persons, you're absolutely right, and John Bolton and Mike Pompeo appear to be key players here that they directed.
Now we have this man, this vice president, Mike Pence, who is, again, supposed to be a leading evangelical Christian, is also making his oompa-pa stories at the Warsaw conference there. And what is he saying? He's saying that Iran is going to create another Holocaust for Israel. Oh, my, oh, my. Well, he's making himself, persona grata there with his mafia bosses. That's all he's doing, is making it official.
Very astute. Rick, you're right 100% on it. I'll tell you this, this Monica Witt thing is so peculiar because given the number of years she's been out of the service and her relatively low rank, I can't imagine she has security information of any particular value. The way they make up New Horizons or claim that it's related to the guard, you know, the Iranian military, which is preposterous. This is like claiming the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts runs the Armed Forces of the United States, or that the Marine Corps runs National Public Radio. I mean, these are absurd allegations on their face, Rick. But go ahead.
I know all of this. I mean, it's so obvious it's a farce, but the question is, what is the sum and substance of this? I've always asked this question. I think I know the answer, but I'm just exploring it with you and my callers. What is it they think they're going to accomplish? Are they prepared to go to a full war with the Republic of Iran? Because if so, it will be devastating indeed for all of the parties.
Well, Bibi was actually talking about war with Iran. In fact, in a tape recorded statement he made in Hebrew, he said that the Warsaw Conference was to organize for a war with Iran, which, of course, was not a politically desirable thing to say, except it's the truth in terms of how he views it. Interestingly, I've received more mainstream media reaction because of this Monica Witt thing than I've had in the past. I was called almost immediately by a CBS correspondent in Washington, D.C., and I explained to her that all this was completely contrived, that this was a serious intellectual group having nothing to do with American military, and the idea, it was a part and parcel of an effort to demonize Iran. And Rick, I mean, it's clear because the master plan for which 9/11 was orchestrated, namely to draw the United States into the Middle East to take out the modern Arab states that served as a counterbalance, Israel's domination of the entire region, and eventually to confront the Persian nation of Iran, beginning with Iraq and Libya, but ending with Syria and Iran. I mean, in Syria, it's been brought to a crashing halt because of the intervention of Russia and Iran. So that the Israelis are desperate to try to resurrect at least one more part of the master program, which is to bring about some kind of attack on Iran. I explained to the reporter how Iran was cooperating with the nuclear agreement with the West. In fact, that Trump's reasons for pulling out were manifestly indefensible on the ground that it would expire in 2025 when it could be renegotiated, that it didn't cover the Iranian military bases, which would have been inappropriate since it's only directed at their uranium processing facilities, that it didn't cover their ballistic missile program, which is, of course, absurd because every nation has the right to defend itself. It's very clear these reasons are all Israeli reasons. And the whole agenda is an Israeli agenda, which troubles me profoundly. But, Rick, not only did I get that day the call from the CBS reporter, I got a call the following day from the New York Times. A fellow named Alan Blinder wanted to know because, you see, since I'd been at that conference in 2012, she was supposed to have attended that conference. I went through the list. I even sent him the program. I had the program and went through the program and explained, you know, the participants in the program that I had not met her. But then I thought the whole thing was rather bizarre, how I sat next to former Alaska Senator Mike Gravel, how I met Thierry Meyssan, whom I regard as the world's leading public intellectual, and a host of other worthies. I mean, these are very important conferences. I was telling them both that it would be a good thing if the United States were to sponsor such conferences. But here in the U.S., we place a very low premium on academicians, scholars, and experts, Rick. We go with the politicians and entertainers and sports figures.
Yes, exactly. You know, it's ironic you mentioned all these media moguls tied into the top of the apex of corruption, yet they're now seeking you and others out. I believe even last night on NBC, they did a piece in which the Iranian foreign minister actually was quoted, and he said it directly. He confirmed that this business of attempting a second satellite launch by Iran this past year has been another endeavor in which sabotage has taken place. And he says, it's the same gang, basically, that brought you these previous wars, particularly the Iraq war in the Middle East, that are once again, as he said, engaged in the Trump administration to confront us in Tehran. So you have these neocons, these Zionazis, if you will, who have taken over. Bolton is just one of them, Gina Haspel at CIA, and Pompeo, a whole host of them, that are really just in your face about it. I mean, the people that you hear, they don't want a war, no matter who you are in this country, right or left. But these people who are psychopathic and they're depraved, they don't care whether you have a war or not. And whether it's a real hot war or a cold war or a series of behind-the-scenes steps which they're engaging in now, and including assassinations, they're going to give you war whether you like it or not, just like World War One and Two. You know, it's basically the same scenario.
Well, the Israelis want to exploit us as a resource to use American military forces and American treasury to benefit Israel. They could care less about the United States or its well-being. In fact, if you review some of the statements made by Israeli prime ministers of the past, they're very crude about how they want to exploit America. Even Bibi Netanyahu is quoted as having said how we're going to soak America dry, we're going to use her to benefit everything we can, and then we're going to destroy her piece by piece, because that's what we do with nations we hate. Mm-hmm. That's the present prime minister, Rick, who talking about America, where we naively and falsely assume that Israel is a friend of the United States, when in fact it's actually our arch enemy and seeking to exploit us for the benefit of Israel. We mentioned Marzi Hashimi. Ironically, it was in 2011 that Cynthia McKinney did an interview with Marzi on Press TV and explained how Americans who are elected to Congress are required to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel ahead of that of the United States. And anyone who does not finds themselves up a creek without any money, find themselves confronted with a well-financed alternative candidate the next time around, or even that their district has been redrawn and they no longer have a seat. And while Cynthia was able to overcome those obstacles to serve 6 or 8 terms in the House, even as notable a figure as Dennis Kucinich, whom I regarded as the smartest member of Congress at the time, was not. So, you know, this hassling of Marzi to get dirt on New Horizons was just incredibly stupid. It led to a political relations nightmare, because you had so many of us who have traveled to Tehran for these conferences condemning this grotesque abuse, which had no foundation. And indeed, I'm fascinated by the fact that this Monica Witt thing with the 3 photographs, if you look at them on the Wanted by the FBI poster that's been circulating, they're not of the same person. The woman in the middle is a very bony face. She has a prominent mole on her cheek. She's not the same person in the other 2 photographs, Rick.
Boy, it sounds just like 9/11 all over again, huh? Doesn't it? Yeah, we'll come right back with Professor James Fetzer and Rick Adams, Uncensored, and we will continue along that path, folks. Much more to come. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're back now, folks. Rick Adams Uncensored here on Republic. And, James, I'd like to be able to get you to comment now. Of course, as you know, the year anniversary, Valentine's Day, of the Parkland situation. And what is, in your estimation now, on your own websites and all you've done in your latest books, what is your estimation now as far as this hoax finally being unraveled a little bit at a time?
Well, it's very disturbing, Rick, because so many public figures seem to have been played here. They do no investigation, no research. I've just put out an open letter to the President of the United States about these shootings that are completely fabricated. I am engaged in a lawsuit related to Sandy Hook. The open letter to POTUS, the Parkland shooting and other mass illusions, is one I've just now sent to every member of the legislature of Rhode Island, because the governor of Rhode Island is absurdly declaring her intent to ban, you know, what imposed massive restrictions, including banning so-called assault weapons.
Yeah.
Where the AR-15...
I sent that link to you from that news brief from Channel 12. I'll play it a little bit later in my program. Go ahead.
Rick, how much I appreciate that, because I'm also writing to newspapers in Rhode Island about it, because we have to nip these things in the bud. It's there are over 5 million AR-15s in the country, and only 5 have ever been alleged to be used in shootings. And the shootings in which they were alleged to have been used were all staged or fabricated. They include Sandy Hook. They include Parkland. I mean, it's just embarrassingly bad. Sandy Hook was a 2-day FEMA drill. I have done so much, and now I'm being sued by one of the fake fathers of one of the fictional kids, because, Rick, they made up the children out of photographs of older kids when they were younger, but they're having trouble, you know, keeping their finger in all the holes in the dike. I've done so much research with so many on Sandy Hook, published the book Nobody Died at Sandy Hook in 2015, which Amazon banned in less than a month, though it had sold nearly 500 copies. 13 contributors, 6 current or retired PhD professors. I mean, we're not going to be wrong when we conclude that the school had been closed by 2008, that there were no students there, that it was a 2-day FEMA drill. The Parkland, they sent the kids home at 1 p.m., Rick, because it was a Valentine's Day. They only kept behind a few dozen. Same Progressive was very good in sorting that out by aerial photographs, where she kept seeing over and over the same kids in a too small a number, which is why we have so few photographs and videos. But one from LiveLeaks, 52-second inside a classroom, is extremely revealing, because it shows a couple of girls trying to cry out as though they were, you know, in agony or anxiety, but they're worried about their bottled water, which is ubiquitous at these drills. One's on her iPod, a kid is pulling his putts, you turn the camera, and there's what looks initially like it might be a body lying on the ground, but it's a training dummy. It has no arms, no head, in a pool of fake blood. And while there are persons in police uniforms rushing in and out, you think, wow, Parkland was really Johnny on the spot here. It turns out they were actors in uniform, because Parkland gave up its police force in 2004. It was all organized by Debbie Wasserman Schultz in order to justify the March for Our Lives, which would occur just 6 weeks later, and was a massive Democratic voter registration drive with billions in free publicity in Washington, Rick. It turns out that you have to begin a permit process at least 6 months in advance if you're going to close any roadways. Well, this had all kinds of major events, tens of thousands of participants. They probably had 100 different kinds of T-shirts. Now, does anyone think you could put that together in 6 weeks? That's not enough time to organize a church bake sale at a church, Rick. And we've been able to confirm it all. We have a book on Parkland everyone really ought to read, that's available at moonrockbooks.com if you want to understand the dimension of the scam. They used police in SWAT gear firing what's called a SIM gun, simulated ammunition that's made out of beeswax and laundry detergent, which is why you had the medical miracle of Samantha Fuentes and Maddie Wofford walking around with alleged AR-15 wounds covered by Band-Aids just in days. I mean, it's ridiculous. If you're hit in the chest or abdomen by an AR-15, you're not walking anywhere because you're 6 feet under. So it's all totally contrived. But, you know, the American people have to stop falling for this nonsense, Rick. I mean, what makes America distinctive is by and large two and only two points, namely freedom of speech. And look how our freedom of speech has been constrained by the social media giants now exercising all this massive censorship. They're taking down websites, I mean by the thousands, to one side of the political debate. So they've completely compromised their compact with the American people. And second is our ownership of guns. That is what keeps us free. The fact that we have 100 million armed Americans, who, by the way, didn't vote for Hillary Clinton, that's a key to our safety and our security, both personally, socially, and as a nation, Rick.
Well, you know, that's the most important of those two points. You're right. And when we come back, we'll get more into that, but also go over some of the basic new information that we have about Parkland and propaganda, as well as a host of others. Come right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
I'm back now, folks. We're talking with Professor James Fetzer, and as you know, he's a regular on these programs on Republic, and I'm happy to have him back again today. Parkland, once again, in the media, just the other day on the anniversary, we had the same thing after the first shock of Sandy Hook, and we saw what happened with that continually, and how that gang has, some of them have sort of, have gone subterranean, you might say, because of the embarrassing facts that have emerged, largely for the work that you and others have done, Jim. But what we have found out now is that this purpose of it, that is the very purpose of Sandy Hook and all of these others, has largely been facilitated now as a result of it. That is, we don't have to push the envelope too far. We don't have to keep having false flag attacks every single month. It would be too obvious. But already we see, as you pointed out, my governor in my state trying to push through this draconian legislation that would make a simple American who owns an AR-15 a criminal, sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison with absolutely no chance of changing that sentence. For what? For a crime they did not commit. This is violation of the state constitution. It's in violation of the federal constitution in more than one place. Now, however, this is the case in a number of states where they have pushed it, right next door to me in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, in Massachusetts. And we've seen this in many states in the, particularly throughout the United States, but mostly in states that are quite liberal and left-wing, and states where gun control has already been enacted over the last 50 years or so, since the Kennedy era. And what we have seen is an increase in crime using guns by criminals, and no surprise there. But these people are determined to make it official. What they want is the total banning, Jim, of the ownership of these kinds of guns, in fact, all kinds of firearms, in the hands of private citizens. Only the government, only the military, only the police, only the UN troops, only those that are part of this elite core of people should be allowed to own guns. Why? Because they want to keep us safe. So that sounds very familiar. If you go back to what you were just saying, the right to keep and bear arms, go back to the aftermath of World War II. How did all of these Eastern European countries, Central Europe, get enslaved? It was because they had been disbarred the use of private firearms. They did not have the means to defend themselves. So you're spot on there, Jim, as well. I mean, that's a point that, again, goes back to Lexington and Concord, Massachusetts. And that's what started the shots heard around the world.
Yeah. Rick, my letter to the president is very concise. Let me share it. It's only a one-pager. Open letter to POTUS, this Parkland shooting and other mass illusions. Mr. President, as a former Marine Corps officer and retired university professor with 40 published books and hundreds of articles and blogs, I've become one of your strongest supporters. As an expert in conspiracy research, I am, however, completely stunned that you are allowing yourself to be played by fake shootings staged to promote the Democrats' political agenda. In my post-retirement research, after 35 years offering courses in logic, critical thinking, and scientific reasoning, I have brought together groups of experts to dissect Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Orlando, Dallas, San Bernardino, Charlottesville, and Parkland, among others. All of them were staged. None of them was real. They were staged with fake deaths using what are known as crisis actors. In Boston, crisis actors who were amputees. I know that you are a busy man, so let me offer some visios that substantiate what I am telling you. Here's one on Sandy Hook. Sandy Hook update. Tracy loses. Wolfgang wins. The deep state strikes back. Here's one on Parkland, where the kids were sent home at 1 p.m. because it was a holiday. The Parkland puzzle, how the pieces fit together. And here's one in which I cover a dozen plus of these false flag events. How to spot a false flag, a sampler of representative cases. Please have a staff member review these on your behalf to verify what I am telling you. It pains me to have to tell someone whom I admire beyond words that he has been played. You are doing the Democrats' bidding by falling for these charades. The Second Amendment and the future of our nation are at stake. I would be willing to travel to the White House to brief you or your assistants on these crucial issues. Frankly, if you don't stand up for the American people, the country will be disarmed and we will become slaves of the state. There were 19 democides during the 20th century, all preceded by gun confiscation. Don't let us be the 20th. Respectfully, Jim.
Okay. That's a nice letter. And did you send it return request receipt, Jim?
I have a couple of venues with the potential to get it to the president that I'm exploiting.
You know, and you're not the only one who writes and write to the White House and Congress and also members of the Senate, so forth. The traditional answers that we get back from our senators and our congressmen when we write, for instance, on gun control, is basically summarized by saying this: "Oh, thank you for your concern, Mr. So-and-so. I appreciate hearing from you once again. As an ardent supporter of the Second Amendment and the U.S. Constitution, I take your thoughts very seriously. However, at the same time, we must balance these rights against the ever-encroaching crime wave in America today," and so on and so forth.
I know, but when you have Trump seemingly played, I mean, the statements he's made in public, of course, are consistent with these having been real. And your own governor is just taking this appalling action in complete ignorance. So I'm hoping by forwarding that letter to her, where the three videos I cite, by the way, are embedded right there, so anyone in the audience who wants to view them can go directly to jamesfetzer.org and to my open letter to the President of the United States, which
there are a few legislators and people and the Speaker in the House, and he's been challenged by the so-called progressives, but he is generally against all these gun control measures, as well as the Senate President and others. However, what you have is a woman, this particular case, Gina Raimondo. By the way, people can see her in the video that I posted a week ago on my channel, Rick Adams Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment, and you'll see her address. She is she's a congenital liar. I have to say, I guess in order to be a politician, you have to be that. But in her case, she goes beyond the call of duty, Jim. She will cite statistic after statistic concerning the economy, which is absolutely false. A false economic picture. She was a Wall Street broker. She became the general treasurer. She served the beast on Wall Street. She knows who's in control, and she obeys them dutifully. Writing to her is one thing. Sending copies to the media, making it official, is another thing. But we're not dealing with a rational person. We're not dealing with good people here. We're dealing with people of evil intent. And I will say that unabashedly. So we need to be able to bring out, the heavy guns, pardon the pun. Well, what I'm saying is we really need, and what we're having now is a reinvigoration of the so-called gun lobby. Because now what is being proposed now, just a sample I'll play later during the program, is an outrage. It's in your face violation of Article 1, Section 22 of the state constitution of Rhode Island, where it simply says, "The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period." It doesn't specify anything else, okay? Period. So that's what we're dealing with.
Rick, let me just say, it's odd, but it does appear that ideology, preconceptions are motivating much of this resistance. It's taken me a while to sort out why the wall has become such a controversial issue, as we all know, having lived through it. Among the two most important promises Donald Trump made to the American people was to get us out of the Middle East, where I was greatly relieved when it was declared he was pulling our troops out of Syria and out of Afghanistan. There's a rear guard action to try to keep them there. But I believe that once having made that declaration, it's basically irreversible. The other was to control immigration into the United States. Now, what could be more obvious than that the integrity of a nation depends upon its ability to control legal access to its borders? If you can't stop illegal immigration, where just as Kanye West said from the Oval Office, it's not legal guns that are the problem, it's illegal guns. It's not legal immigration that's a problem, it's illegal immigration, where the Democrats, for their own political purposes, smear the difference as though Trump were opposed to immigration when he's only opposed to illegal immigration. It's taken me a long time to sort out what was the deep reason underlying all of this. And I think it finally emerged when I read an article, it was just today, about citizenship, the issue of having the census identify whether or not a person is a U.S. citizen is going to be taken up by the Supreme Court. and all of a sudden, you know, the light went on. The Democrats benefit massively by having lots of illegal immigrants that swell the population of their states, which lead to having more members of the House of Representatives and more largesse or benefits from the American government, which are allocated on the basis of population. So I've just put up the key to the immigration debate, citizenship and the census, moves to the Supreme Court again on my blog at jamesfetzer.org, where I added the following note. What could be more obvious when you consider that electoral votes and federal largesse are allocated on the basis of population counts, that Democratic Party officials in states like California, Texas, New York, and Florida would support open borders and unrestricted immigration because it benefits them politically. None of the debate over the wall makes sense until you factor in the political advantages the Democrats derive from having large numbers of illegal aliens present to inflate the population numbers and enhance their political clout. The U.S. Census should obviously measure how many U.S. residents are actual U.S. citizens. That is the underlying issue. The Democrats are going all out to maintain a political advantage. The only principle involved is preserving raw political power.
Well, that's evident, I thought. You know, it's pretty obvious that we have an agenda. Both parties are corrupt, and both parties have their elements of them. They're just following their finger wiggling, you know, wiggle up to the wind. You know, it's they know who's voting. Unfortunately, you see, in a sense of reality, what has happened is many people have just given up. They're not registered. They're not voting. But the ones who should not be allowed to vote are the ones who are being signed up and they're being lined up to vote. So you have a number of people, legal and illegal as well, voting for these politicians. So that you have a breadbasket here. You know, what you have is a steady stream of a business as usual. You vote for us and we'll hand you out the bennies. You know, and no civilization that has done this has ever turned back. So we have to be aware of that, okay? We have to know that that is a prescription for the destruction of your country. Let's go to the phones, though. Let's take a few calls. Jim, invite callers for you on these and other topics. Folks, all is welcome as far as the topics are concerned. And talking primarily about what's you know, going on with the Persian Gulf and Iran and Parkland and Sandy Hook and a whole host of other things as well. 800-313-9443 is our number to dial in. And I think we have Lark from Texas on the line currently. Hello, Lark.
Well, hello there, Rick. Hi again, Jim.
Yes.
You know, a couple ideas that I thought, or just a couple things you touched upon that I want to comment on about your response. The first thing is this assault on free speech, which I think is probably the most dangerous development that I'm seeing today. And what I want to pass along is something that anybody can read on the Internet, and I'll give its title. But basically, it's from some Israeli academics in Israel who are utilizing language and the science of epidemiology to basically suggest that even the mere mention of Jew and Israel and other terms is justification for shutting down free speech because it is incitement to riot or to genocide. Mm-hmm. And here's the key words that I want to invite your thoughts on. And this is from the Principles of Epidemiology, third edition. Epidemiology is a method used to find the causes of health outcomes and diseases in populations. In epidemiology, the patient is the community and individuals are viewed collectively. That's the key right there. So another key is that the study of epidemiology is not about only the study of diseases, because it has everything to do with the health of the state, which, as we know, the father of totalitarianism, Hegel, he believed the state was all-powerful, should be omnipresent, omniscient. You know, all authority devolved to the state. And so, you know, I think what's happening with President Trump is this guy has become a prisoner of Jewish lawyers, because it's Jewish pseudoscience which is shaping communitarian law in this country just like it has in Europe over the past 60-something years. And that's what EU law is. It is communitarian law by definition.
And Canadian as well, I might add.
Oh, it's worldwide today, Rick. It's a phenomenon, because in the day, in the information age today, the speed of information is instant. And so that's why, since the popularization of the personal computers since the mid-90s, we're basically being held captive as techno-slaves.
I hear you. Can you hold, and we'll come back to you and other callers when we return. Jim, you can stay a while, I believe. So
yes, we'll
return, folks. Rick Adams Uncensored on this day, February 16th. We'll return in just a couple.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Right, if you want to know the truth, I don't want to hear the truth.
upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
Right, we're back now, and here we are, folks, with James Fetzer, and we have a lot of time to go, and I believe that Art will be calling in later in today's program, but we're back to Lark in Texas, and Lark, you made a point, and what was the ultimate point now, the questions that you have for Jim and myself?
Well, I just really wanted to provide a heads up for Jim and the listeners.
Yeah,
to see how it was going to come down, how free speech is actually going to be criminalized in this country.
Oh, yeah.
And
again, it already is with the BDS movement, sure.
Yeah. I think Mark's spot on here. The Israeli political machine is so powerful. I mean, not only does every new member of Congress, are they asked to sign the pledge to put the interests of Israel ahead of those of the United States, where a friend of mine recently asked how many members of the then, this is the past Congress, had refused to sign the pledge. And when I said I didn't know, he raised one finger of one hand. In this Congress, it looks a bit different, but when they speak out, for example, we have this Muslim woman from Minnesota in the House of Representatives who made a very mild observation. Mm-hmm. Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel, which is a sentiment I can endorse myself 100%. And she was just savage. The accusation was made she'd married her brother. I mean, you had the pro-Israeli lobby has been caught boasting about his powerful influence in Washington, D.C. We have
some pretty sore toes there, Jim. That's why.
I know. And we have even Rick Scott, who just became the governor, senator from Florida, was the governor during Parkland. I actually thought there was a chance at least he might expose Parkland for the charade it is, but of course it didn't happen. He's slamming her for her anti-Semitism. But I'm reminded of the observation of Voltaire. To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize.
Bingo.
But Rick, a point I make is we know how the Zionists have infiltrated the mainstream media. I have a panel of 100 photographs of members of CNN, all of whom are dual U.S.-Israeli citizens, 100 officials with NBC, all of whom are dual U.S.-Israeli citizens, 100 officials with the New York Times, all of whom are dual U.S.-Israeli citizens. Mm-hmm. They are telling us what we should think and what we should believe, and they're restricting our access by their utilization of the social media giants. It's outrageous. Americans should not have to put up with this. Frankly, I believe that those who are running Google and Facebook and all that deserve to be held to account. There are lawsuits that are shaping up to destroy their special status, but they have betrayed the American people, grossly betrayed the American people.
Right. All right. We have the break midway. I want you to stay on the line, Jim. Lark, we're thankful for your call, and we will continue on that venue as well. And Chris, you'll be up next. Stay tuned. Jim Fetzer, my guest, and we'll continue in that period of time. Don't miss it. Don't change the dial. Stay with it.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.